and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue." President Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's seasonal utility moratorium officially ended on Tuesday. Under state law, utility companies are prohibited from shutting off service during the winter months for non-payment. With the moratorium ended, residents who were not able to pay their utility bills over the winter could now see their service shut off until they pay the overdue bills or enter into a payment plan with their utility company. Officials are also warning that federal funding cuts for low-income energy programs could put the moratorium and other programs at risk next year. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. A Chautauqua man accused of making a terrorist threat against the Barron County Sheriff's Department has been found guilty by a jury. According to court documents, 35-year-old Matthew Gade was charged over a year ago after a detective received a message from him saying if the county touched his child support check, he would, quote, make world news. He also allegedly had a previous court record of making comments about killing law enforcement officers. He was found guilty in a one-day trial on Monday and is scheduled for sentencing in June. The Superior School Board voted to approve a pay increase for teachers at their Monday meeting. The board approved a 2% salary increase for Superior School District teachers beginning next year. Teacher pay has been a difficult topic for school districts across Wisconsin, particularly with budget struggles forcing referendum votes in multiple elections. Some districts have proposed operational referendums that specifically identify increasing teacher wages as a way to prevent further turnover by maintaining competitive salaries. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Rhys Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know, like we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with mostly sunny skies, a break from the wind as well, highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Showers likely on Thursday, maybe even a thunderstorm as well, high temps in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 30.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
or what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Earl. I'm having a great day, man. Feeling fantastic. How about yourself?
Hey, man, every day you wake up, when you get to be Robert and my age, it's a great day. So never any bad days. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition, my good friend, Mr. Robert Miranda, is on the docket. Good morning to you, brother. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning. Yeah, you're right, man. Every morning is a lucky charm at our day.
let me make this announcement. Beginning Wednesday, April 23rd, the Earl Ingram Show will be shifting its focus to local community content on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee, as well as special reporting starting with a podcast series focusing on the issues of lead in drinking water. I will continue to be a voice for local content on 540 AM WAUK throughout Milwaukee, with local spots that will be broadcast during mornings with Pat Kreitlaw. Additionally, as a correspondent with Civic Media, I will appear as a regular guest on Civic Media Network's shows to share details about this special reporting and podcast. So subscribe to The Earl Ingram Show wherever you listen to the podcast to stay up to date with all the digital exclusive content I will be releasing in the coming weeks and months.
Let's go.
So, you know, Robert, I've been at this fork in the road before. I know one thing about radio. It changes. And you got to be willing to change with the winds of change. So,
That's right.
I'm excited about another new chapter. You and I are going to be working more together to address what I know are horrific situations that are occurring in our city that don't get followed enough. The largest city in the entire state, and yet the issues that impact our community lag. And right. So I'm excited about having an opportunity, man, to work inside of our community and to fight the injustice that continues to happen in the city of Milwaukee to people who are marginalized and never talked about and never thought about in this state. I'm just sorry. Those are the facts.
That's right.
And so we're going to have a great time, a great opportunity to bring forth a lot of pain that happens in our community and, you know, and highlight the good things. Your thoughts, Rob?
Well, the congratulations first. That's just awesome and great news. And it moves you in a venue that basically allows for discussion to be in its rawest form. And that kind of discussion seems to be attracting a lot of people who really want to hear the kind of truth, the kind of facts that normally would not be broadcast over airwaves and would threaten the companies because of advertiser boycotts. I mean, that's the reality of this thing. And that's why podcasts are just as fast as they are growing. I mean, very successful broadcasts are even doing as good or better than some of the established radio stations out there. And so to have a podcast of your own, the Errol Ingram Show, to be able to just basically say the raw truth, give the insights that really cause people to critically think and analyze and give them all the details and the facts without any reservation of coming from you to them and giving them the opportunity to really understand the issue. It's just a beautiful, perfect scenario that is coming your way. And a great thing for the city of Milwaukee and for the area of for the state of Wisconsin. It's just a great thing to be able to be in a venue that allows you to say the things that need to be said and in its rawest way.
Well, you know, Robert, we are going to be doing a great podcast. People are going to be just thrilled by the podcast that we are going to be doing with Get the Lead Out. That's in the works, that is going to be earth-moving and will be heard all over the nation, because what we've been talking about, you and I and our colleagues, Dr. Yana and Paul Schwartz, and people from all over this nation who are engaged and involved in the problem with lead in the water, we're going to be unvarnished. And so, you know, there are things that you can say, as you stated before, truths you can tell. Anybody who knows me knows that's always been who I am and, you know, unvarnished. And so I'm not the kind of guy who's going to dance around the issues. There are enough people dancing around issues in our nation. And today, if ever there was a time that there needed to be courage and forthrightness, it's now. So I'm excited about what we're getting ready to do. But before we get into all of what we're getting ready to do, I want to bring Al on quickly, and then we're going to go into one of the things that we're going to be focusing on a lot, and that's the fact that over 60,000 children in Milwaukee public schools being poisoned by lead every day.
Right.
Every day, man. And that's not important enough of an issue that gets fixed. Well, now the federal government and the CDC doesn't have anybody to work with, you know, because Donald Trump and Doge cut people. That can't be acceptable, Robert. They spent $100 million for a state Supreme Court seat. I don't want to hear there's no money, man.
Yeah.
You spent $100 million to get somebody elected, and you know there's 60,000 children's lives jeopardized in Milwaukee Public Schools or whatever the number is. And all we're hearing is, well, we can't get it done. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Well, you know, don't forget, Tangerine Man wants to spend $100 million on a military parade.
Come on, man.
I mean, and then don't also forget how much it's costing the taxpayer for Orange Man to go golfing tomorrow. Come on now.
Yeah, so the one thing that's for certain, I'm never going to stop talking the way I talk because I know that we live in a time where there are not enough people who have the courage to speak the truth. There's always a price to be paid in America for speaking the truth. And so that's who I've always been. I'm never going to change that for anybody, for a position on the radio or anywhere, man. People need to know exactly what's taking place. We're in a horrific time right now in this society. Yep. And we need voices to speak out and to challenge it and to wake people up because it's not going to get any better. Al, how you doing, man? You say what? Al.
Hey, Al, you're on the line.
Okay, man, we'll come back
to Al. I think you left Al speechless.
we'll go back to Al, come back to Al later. But I want everybody to know that Monday I'm going to just have for the full 2 hours an opportunity for all the listeners and all the people who have supported the Earl Ingram Show, to give you an opportunity for those 2 hours to share your thoughts on what you thought of what I attempted to do. But understand, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to be on the airways every day. But my voice is only going to be silenced, you know, Robert, when the Grim Reaper pays a visit. And, until then, you know, I'm going to continue to raise hell, you know, because what is the alternative, Robert, if we're not willing to fight back against injustice? What's the alternative, man?
Yeah, well, you know, might as well go ahead and crawl in the cave and wait for things to change, you know, because it ain't going to change if you just sit there in the cave waiting for it to change. We got to come out and fight back, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I've never been one to tiptoe through the tulips, right? I'm sorry, man. This is not who actually, Robert, we are, right?
That's right.
And we're right. Just not that, and we're not made way, and I.
We're not the Tiny Tim five times.
All right, 855-752-4842. Oh, my good friend Robert Miranda and Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the one and only Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. Al, are you there?
So I've been here all the time.
All right, we couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. First of all, I don't know. Join you old people, you and Robert. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Hey, Al.
We've been battling together since the 70s.
Yeah, we've been at it.
Water and all this other stuff. But I just want to say your opening statement was a nice way of saying I've been dumped. So however it's put, you said, you're talking about telling the truth. You know, I tell it the way it is. But either way, it's a matter of we appreciate all that you've done up to this point and what you're going to do in the future, even though it's going to be limited to the city of Milwaukee, because they don't want you heard all over the state and beyond. But you're talking about the children in the schools. When I worked for Milwaukee Public Schools, there was 126,000 children in the school system. But that includes my children. My daughter will be retiring next year with 33 years of teaching in Milwaukee Public Schools. And she's drinking the water, too. So we're concerned about not just the children, the staff, and everyone who's exposed. But everybody knows these buildings were built at a time when almost all pipes were made out of lead, and they have not changed those pipes ever. And in order to do that, you have to tear down some of these old buildings. We got buildings operational that were built in the 1800s, and those that were built before 1956, all of them have lead pipes in them. So the exposure is not just to the kids, it's to everyone who has to consume water through that system. And they're skirting around it. They've been skirting around it for years and years, but spending millions and millions of dollars on other things that are not relevant to people's health. So just wanted to put my two cents in.
Hey, Al, thank you. And I'll be in touch.
Before you let Al go, is Al still there?
Yeah. He's still there.
Al, has your daughter ever had her blood levels tested?
Yes. She's had a number of different health issues over the years, but they've never been pinpointed to being around lead, but they weren't looking for that.
Ah, see, that's what she should have them do when she goes in for medical checkup again. Find out what the level of lead in her blood is, and see if there's a link to some of her ailments that can be made if her blood lead levels are higher than 3.5 micrograms per deciliter.
I will make sure she knows that, and she's worked at one of the schools that they closed recently, and that's La Follette. So,
well, you know,
it's possible that she has. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
No, I'm saying that some of the ailments that she's had over the years may be related because she's worked in some of the older buildings in the city. Right. And right. So I'm going to make sure she does that.
Hey, Al, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let me say this. The lead paint issue, you know, Milwaukee Public Schools right now, Robert, is looking to sue. This is just mind-boggling to me. The school board for Milwaukee Public Schools is threatening to sue the paint manufacturers. The only problem with that is, Robert, they're 30 years late. The paint manufacturers have already been sued, for lead. The problem with the lead paint. I don't know if trying to bring back up that issue is going to fly. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the school board is asking the Milwaukee City Attorney to explore the possibility of a lawsuit of the manufacturers. Now, you're absolutely right. The manufacturers' lead paint industry has been sued before. There is a case in California where the lawsuit, which actually, you know, a lawsuit takes years. But in California, that lawsuit took almost, I don't know, about 15, 19 years. And they didn't even go to court. They just did a settlement. And so that wasn't really a court kind of decision. Now, as you know, Milwaukee also filed a lawsuit against the lead paint industry, and that lawsuit initially did well for Milwaukee, but then Milwaukee lost on appeal, and there was never a appeal by the city to fight against that appeal. But again, this is an attempt by the school board, I guess, to make it look like they're going to do something.
Right.
But I wouldn't put all my ducks in this effort. This is just something to look at. There are other ways and means to see about trying to get some revenue to cover the costs related to this. Good for them. Good for them for trying something.
All right, 855-752-4842. My good friend Robert Miranda is on the docket. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to celebrate Forest Appreciation Week by contributing to their own local urban forests. According to a press release, Forest Appreciation Week will run from Monday to Friday next week, covering Earth Day and Arbor Day. Residents are being encouraged to plant trees and record them on the Wisconsin tree planting map or simply help a neighbor take care of their trees. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR are working to get 100 million trees planted over the next few years. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. The Duluth City Council unanimously approved an $8 million budget plan for Spirit Mountain on Monday. The budget request came after a particularly strong season by recent standards, with officials saying they got 108 days of skiing availability this winter. Mild weather in the previous winter put the organization in a difficult spot financially. The City Council is also considering a $26 million project that would see two old ski lifts at Spirit Mountain replaced, with about half of the funding expected from state sources. A Minnesota man is officially facing charges in Washburn County following his arrest in March. According to court documents, 30-year-old Daniel Berglund of Invergrove Heights was arrested on March 1st after Spooner Police Department officers initiated a traffic stop. While searching his vehicle, they allegedly found a combined over 200 grams of marijuana in vapes, cartridges, wax, and in plant form. They also allegedly recovered a loaded handgun. Felony drug charges have now been officially filed in Washburn County Circuit Court. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with mostly sunny skies, a break from the wind as well, highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Showers likely on Thursday, maybe even a thunderstorm as well, high temps in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 30.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Child, things are gonna get easy.
how things would get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guess is Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. You know, Robert, we've been here before with the lead issue. It's not going away. And the only way it's ever going to go away, Robert, is if it's forced to go away. And so if people aren't willing to step up and fight, we're going to get what we've been getting, and that's the continued poisoning of the American people, right? Let me do this. Let's bring Rita on quickly from La Crosse. Good morning to Rita. You say what?
Earl, I just wanted to call and tell you that you've been a blessing to us, my family. Whenever you guys came to La Crosse, it just gave us a voice, and I'm just going to miss you so much. You and Dom have made my day every day. So,
well,
I just wanted to say that.
Well, I want to thank you, and you know, regardless of what people say, my voice is not going away. I am not going to be in this time slot every day, but you'll be hearing my voice, and in different ways. I'm not. Hearing, so you know, you'll be able to see me and hear me in a different form, but I'm still going to be around, and I thank you very much, and just keep listening, because I'm not going anywhere. Thank you very much. Robert, so all of these children, man, who's gonna fight for them, man? Right? I mean, if you and I don't keep the fight going, you know. Because I remember the fight early on in the city of Milwaukee, man, when you first started pressing the issue of lead in the water. And you were fighting. You remember this old axiom, you can't fight City Hall. You remember that?
Right, right.
And you start, yeah, I remember that. And you start fighting.
Yeah.
And you would come on my show. And I don't know if anybody else in radio had you on their show, but you and I became inseparable because I had you on talking about the lead in the water issues, the poisoning of our community that nobody else was talking about, man.
Right. It's evident and very clear that our partnership in those years provided a venue for the message to radiate to the people. And the reason why we were so successful in bringing down the cover-up that took place during the Barrett administration in those years about lead pipes and lead and water is because your venue, your show, gave a voice to the movement to be able to put out the message that people can listen to, and then people can then on their own research, fact check, do everything they need to do in order to determine if what we were saying was actually on message, was true, was factual, was scientifically based. And as the months went on and the people were listening and the people were paying attention and they were grasping what was being said and they were doing their own research and finding out that what we were saying was actually on point, spot on, that's when the veil of the cover-up at City Hall started to fold. And you could see it happening in the beginning when key top bureaucratic administrators of the Barrett administration started to resign, started to leave, started to just all of a sudden quit their jobs.
Yeah, like dominoes.
And that was the first sign that we knew that the situation was unfolding over there. And as time went on and more of not only the high level, but mid-management level bureaucrats started resigning and leaving, it got to the point where he was all alone. I mean, it got to the point where in the beginning, and you recall, because I remember you being there and you made me laugh when I said something about Bauman.
Yeah.
you were the loudest laugh there. And Alderman Bauman with that smirk on his face, even when the evidence was in his face, we had that presentation with all the screens and everything. And he's just there with a smirk on his face and trying and not even reading the facts. This was data that was supplied by city government, by state government. This is their own data we're putting in front of them. And he's just squirming and grinning and smirking. And I said, you know, and it's time we got to get rid of these elected officials with these big squirting smiles on them. And you laughed so loud, I started laughing.
You know, Robert, radio is still a very powerful medium.
Yes, it is.
And it certainly can be a vehicle where the average person gets a chance. I've always looked at radio as, and especially my role in it, as a guy who's never been trained in radio and how to be a radio talk show host. You know, I'm not that. You know, what I am is an average guy who loves this community, who loves it, like you, Robert, truth. Okay. Right. Never going to compromise that. And so that's why you and I have hooked up and why, you know, watching the work that you've done and continue to do and what we're going to be doing on even a grander scale in the podcast series that we're going to be doing through Civic Media about the lead issue. I'm telling you, man, I'm really thrilled because I know we're going to do some great work that will be heard all over the nation and recognized all over the nation. And couldn't do that without Civic Media, so I have to be thankful to Civic Media for giving us the opportunity to do that. We're going to do it in a first-class manner.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
yeah, it's going to be a great, great podcast because the works are all in the lineup of international and national experts on this issue is being tied up right now. Those are being confirmed. There's going to be so much good information coming out about all the shenanigans, all of the cover-ups, all of the attempts to mislead the public about how this toxin works in our community, how it affects our lives every day, the street, the schools, businesses. I mean, it's just one of those insidious secrets that the powerful elite and government have tried to hide and cover up from the people so that the people do not get wise to what it is exactly that's causing this kind of behavior that we see out there. I mean, you've got to think to yourself, what causes individuals to wear their pants around their ass? I mean, around their butt.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, rational people, thinking, logical people do not do things like that. You know, but people who have been impacted because of a neurotoxin such as lead, you know, all of that stuff, we're going to have scientists who are going to be speaking about that stuff. We're going to have people who are going to be talking about how this all impacts crime and how all this impacts school achievement and how government has been treating this in a way that that doesn't address the root issue, and that's to get rid of this toxin, but to go ahead and hire more police to saturate the neighborhoods and saturate the communities. And instead of putting money into removing this, they take that money so that they could build up their Camelots in cities all over the country. It's going to be a great show.
You know, Robert, I got to thinking about myself and working in industry for 34 years. I worked in a plant that was over 115 years old. And so, you know, imagine the lead in the water that we were exposed to in right. the plant. There were no filters. And I worked there for 34 years. So it's safe to say that all of us who worked in those plants, and not just A.O. Smith, but Alan Bradley, Alex Schaumer, Slitz, Pabst Miller, on and on and on, and all of those tanneries and foundries and drop forges all had lead pipes because those plants were all built hundreds of years ago. They were never updated. So all of us have been exposed to that.
Right.
And you know, there, and so nobody's talking about that, right?
Right.
So
right.
many I people mean, who die young,
so many,
not knowing why they died, right?
And so many people our age,
yes.
not understanding why they're having certain ailments, not understanding. I mean, they're in good shape, they're doing well, but they have certain things that are going on that, you know, they don't understand why they're sick. You know, it again. Lead is a kind of toxin that hides itself in the body and causes these ailments to occur. You know, I tell people, look, you don't have to see it overtly to see that you've been impacted by lead. Look at those Marines at Camp Lejeune and all the years they were poisoned with all those toxins in the water they were drinking. They didn't get sick immediately. They didn't find out that they were ailing until they were in their 60s, until they were in their 70s. And that's when it was brought out that the reason for the ailments they have, the reason for the physical issues that they have is because they were drinking that water that was tainted with chemicals and poisons. That's the same thing going on with us here in Milwaukee and the people in Milwaukee. Drinking these lead water. So it's the same thing.
All right, 855-752-4842. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition member Robert Miranda and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
A new texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. You know, Robert, part of what we are faced with and what we're dealing with is the fact that corporations have waxed rich in this nation. And at the root of the many of those corporations and their wealth has been the fact that human beings and people who helped them gain that wealth have basically been exposed to a lot of different things, and their lives, for the most part, have just been sacrificed. And not right. It's never been right. And so the only way that there's ever any measure of retribution is for people to fight, right? They're not going to just say, "Oh, we were wrong." Right. That's not the way it goes.
Yeah, we are right now in the midst of fighting back against a corporate culture that's trying to take over our lives. The corporate culture concerns itself as one thing, and that is to
profit.
Eat as much as it can. Yep. that's all it wants to do is eat as much as it can, and if it means to destroy human life on this planet, it will. It will do that. It will sacrifice environment. It will sacrifice humanity. It will sacrifice our water supply. It'll sacrifice our oxygen.
Our food.
It'll do anything in order to obtain that power and that wealth that it wants. And that's the kind of culture that is in the White House right now. That corporate culture, we see it right now with the manipulating of the stock market. We see it right now with the way this guy is playing with the lives of human beings by not bringing back that American citizen from El Salvador. You know, this guy is showing us what corporate culture is all about. And deregulation, awakening government is all about helping that culture to eat as much as it can and destroy as much as it can. And who are the beneficiary? The billionaires that control that culture, the billionaires that run the culture, the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. I mean, these people have no heart. They have no shame. They are only out to win the game entirely. You know, there is a big competition among them. Who's going to be the first trillionaire in the world? You know, that's the goal of some of these guys. Right. Who's going to be the first trillionaire in the world? And to get there, you've got to destroy a lot of humanity. You've got to destroy a lot of human civilization and the environment to get there. And these guys are willing to do it. They're showing it now. I mean, what president in the history of the United States takes a golf outing in the middle of crises? Who? I mean, come on now. This is just appalling. And if we don't fight back, and if we don't stand up against this kind of insidious, evil way of life, we're going to lose a lot more than just the material things that are around us.
All right, let's bring Marty in. Marty, you're up.
Good morning, guys. Great conversation. Just to Robert's point, couldn't have been a better setup. You know, Earl, I follow this money, and downtown, down in Camelot, in the past 100 days, we've been able to give $30 million to Summerfest to build a trail around the park. We've been able to give, we maneuvered a $50 million parking structure out of the Deer District in order to pay for the hop. So the hop is paid for free. You know, the free hop has money to support it for the foreseeable future. And third, we just gave a developer, this is a developer that said he would not agree to any community benefits for the neighbors, for the people of Milwaukee. We gave this developer a $3 million piece of land on the river for nothing, for absolutely zero, so that he could have some green space around his brand new project on the river there by, that's that old flower shop downtown. And, politics is about priorities. We got money for a lot of things, Earl. We don't have money for schools, but we got money for Camelot.
So Marty, let me say this to you. So, yep. Listen, man, those are the kinds of issues and things that I'm going to be highlighting. Okay? So, you know, regardless of what...
800 pages, Earl.
Well, regardless of what people may think, those are the kind of things that I'm going to be focusing on. Hey, Robert, we got to run, man.
All right, brother.
You and I will stay in touch. Yep. We got a lot of work to do.
All right. Take care of our friend.
All right. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Here's another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK. 4K orientation for Amory students is coming Friday, April 25th. for students who will be 4K this fall. Please register in advance. For more information, contact Alene Elementary School at 715-268-9771, extension 262. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the state of Maine, challenging Maine's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls' and women's sports.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. The British Supreme Court today ruled that a woman is someone born biologically female. Author J.K. Rowling weighing in on the platform X, saying the ruling protects the rights of women and girls across the United Kingdom. Harvard University mulling a lawsuit against the Trump administration after more than $2 billion in federal funding was pulled from the school over directives demanding that Harvard obey directives on who to hire and how to teach. Retail sales rose 1.4% last month. This is ABC News.